This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump said Friday he wasn't trying to intimidate a witness who was testifying in the House impeachment inquiry with his tweet about her during her testimony. But she says it was intimidating. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Tweeting from the White House during the hearing, Trump said everywhere former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch served turned bad. Asked at the hearing about the tweet, she said,
"Well, it's very intimidating."
The president says for the first time he watched some of the hearings and he was not trying to intimidate.
"I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech."
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses and obstruct justice and could be used as evidence against the president.
"We need to view the president's actions today as part of a broader and incriminating pattern of conduct."
I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the president's favorite social media platform is detailing its ban on political ads. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Admitting this is not perfect, Twitter says appeals for votes, solicitations for campaigns, contributions, and any political content will be untweeted. The ban also covers all ads, even non-political ones, from candidates, political parties, and elected or appointed government officials. What will be allowed is ads connected to political causes. Gun control, abortion, climate change are examples. News organizations will be exempt so they can promote stories that cover political issues. Twitter is taking a stricter approach compared to Facebook, which says it will not intervene when politicians speak, no matter what they're saying. I'm Ed Donahue.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing at record levels. The Dow added 0.8%, the S&P gained 0.77%, and the NASDAQ rose by 0.73%. This is VOA News. Longtime Trump ally and self-proclaimed political dirty trickster Roger Stone was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks on Friday. His trial highlighted how Trump campaign associates were eager to gather information about Russian hacked emails that were damaging to Democrat Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. President Trump tweeted about Stone's conviction that it was a double standard like never before seen in the history of our country. Stone is the sixth Trump aide or advisor to be convicted of charges brought as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. When he is sentenced, he could face up to 20 years in prison. The mayor of Venice closed St. Mark's Square on Friday, deeming the floodwaters too high to be safe as the high tide peaked at more than 1.5 meters. Francesca Lina reports.
The floods, known as Acqua Alta, are at the highest level in more than 50 years, threatening irreparable damage to historic treasures. The St. Mark's Byzantine Basilica was flooded for the sixth time in 1,200 years, but the fourth in the last 20. The national government allocated an initial 20 million euros to address the immediate damage on Thursday. And Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Friday the government will hold a meeting on November 26th to discuss governance and the structural problems of the city.
Reuters' Francesca Lina. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are coming together to combat robocalls. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
Amid the partisan divisions heightened by ongoing impeachment proceedings, one thing lawmakers in Washington apparently agree on is the need to crack down on robocalls. House and Senate leaders say they have an agreement in principle on merging their bills. The House legislation went further than the Senate version, but details on a final bill are yet to come. It is expected to require phone companies to verify that phone numbers are real. The bill would also require phone companies to block calls for free. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And U.S. regulators have approved a new medicine that can help reduce painful flare-ups of sickle cell disease. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Flare-ups of sickle cell disease are extremely painful and damaging. When red blood cells stick together, blocking blood from reaching organs and small blood vessels. The new drug from Novartis is called Adakveo. During testing, it reduced pain episodes in half for about 200 study participants. Researchers are still testing whether it might help extend the life of sickle cell disease patients. Possible side effects include influenza and high fever, and the drug costs more than $80,000 a year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.